And as we start off our Friday morning, we welcome in the Matsons, Eric Matson and his wife, Megan. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, everybody.
And, of course, a big day is going to be coming up tomorrow with the Matson Strong Benefit in support of Officer Eric Matson. And before we get started on that portion of it, Eric, we thought we'd update our listeners on how your therapy is doing and if you've set those goals again for this month and how you're doing.
Still trying to get better every day, but it's been a slow process.
And Eric actually has transferred to Mayo over in Mankato at Madison East for sports medicine therapy. So it's more of a invasive therapy, 3 times a week and 3 hours each one of those days, doing OTPT and then speech therapy as well.
And Eric, also, I know you and Megan have, and the family have been very busy. A lot of people are reaching out to hear your story. So not only are you able to talk with us here on Kate, but you've been out speaking a little bit. I understand maybe last weekend you were up north talking to folks as well, telling them about your story.
Yes, we spoke at the Minnesota Women of Police conference last weekend in Breezy Point.
That was really cool. A small group of women that are in law enforcement that we were able to connect with over the weekend and hear their stories and then share our stories and how they've been impacted by us. And honestly, we get impacted too by everybody when we hear their stories. So I like it. We enjoy it a lot.
And Eric, also this week you received another recognition was it the Minnesota Police Chief Association or was it the Minnesota Police Association?
The Chiefs of Police Association of Minnesota, yeah, they gave me the Officer of the Year recognition.
So quite the honor as well, and as you continue getting better every day, and that's fantastic. And we should mention, Megan and Eric, the big benefit is coming up tomorrow. And I did have someone ask me, well, how come they're waiting a year after to have a benefit? Well, with COVID-19, this event in Waseca, I believe, has been, postponed once or maybe even twice. So with the COVID restrictions now loosened, the big benefit will kick off tomorrow.
Correct, yes. Unfortunately, COVID has made us have to change our plans a handful of times, but we are ready as ever tomorrow when we hope everybody is able to make it out at some point. Between 10:30 is open ceremony. The gates open at 10, and we will be out there till I think about 11 o'clock at night, and we have so much to offer for all age groups. There's cool car show, all-wheel drive, so if you have a motorcycle or a truck and you want to bring that down, come on down. You can enter at 10 o'clock. And then there's 12 different food vendors. There's going to be live music between 4 acoustic Christian guitar players, and then we have 3 live bands, the Brass Holes and the Blue Ringers, and I can't think of the third one right now because my mind's going blank.
Gold Star.
And then Eric and I will be speaking at 6:30, and during that time, we will be raffling off the gun raffles, and we will be giving away a raffle for the kids as well to a night stay at the Great Wolf Lodge and 4 passes. That's from Eric and I and the girls, just because it's kind of sentimental. We used to go do that, so we would like to give that back to a family. And we have meat raffles and pull tabs. What else is beer gardens? We have the Waseca hockey jerseys. There's 12 of them that are going to be auctioned off at 6:30, so that's really exciting.
Absolutely.
Anything and it's else you can think of that? No? Said it all?
And you can always come for the cause, stay for all of the fun activities, Eric and Megan. And it is at the Waseca County Fairgrounds. And Megan and Eric, you must have done something because the weather is going to be absolutely ideal tomorrow. Might be a little bit on the sticky side, but they've taken out the rain in the forecast for tomorrow. Sunny, 85 degrees. So what better day to head up Highway 13 and be part of the Mattson Strong benefit in support of Officer Eric Mattson. It starts tomorrow morning. Gates open at 10 o'clock at the Waseca County Fairgrounds. So you'll have a chance to meet Eric and Megan. And their day's going to be busy because the daughters, have a dance recital as well, Megan?
Yeah, we actually will have to leave quick for short little intermission between 12 and 3. Our daughters danced with UPDS, so they have their dance recital tomorrow.
You got to keep that going as well. Eric, anything else you want to mention to our listeners this morning?
It'll be nice to have everybody in one place and celebrate, you know, what we've gone through this journey and thank them.
Sounds fantastic. It's coming up tomorrow morning. Gates open at 10 o'clock at the Waseca County Fairgrounds. As I said, come for the cause, stay for the fun. 100% of all the proceeds go to support the Mattson family. Megan and Eric, I appreciate your time once again. Anytime I reach out to you, you guys are right there. So I do appreciate it.
We appreciate you taking the time to recognize us and let us get our word across to the Southern Minnesota listeners.
Fantastic. We'll talk again real soon, but we'll send people up to Waseca tomorrow morning. And enjoy your day, Eric. There'll be a lot of people there. Handshakes and a few hugs maybe even as well.
All righty. Thanks, Mike.
See you guys tomorrow.
That's Officer Eric Mattson and his wife, Megan. The big event tomorrow at the Waseca County Fairgrounds. I'll be there, and hopefully I'll be able to see you there as well.